And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 49 of our podcast, in which we're going to talk about the episode of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, January 30th. Now, just a reminder, everybody, this is a review show. We're going to be talking about what happened in the episode that aired the night before. And also, this is a spoiler-free podcast, meaning Nicole and I travel through life with our earplugs in and our eyes blindfolded. We try not to know who is going to be the last woman standing on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that information is out there. I'm sure there's inside info. We don't want to know about it. So we thank you for not telling us. And all right. I'm here with Nicole in the Bachelor Podcast Studios. How's it going, Nicole?
Going great. Going well. What did you think about this episode with Ben?
I thought it was a pretty good episode as far as the drama quotients are concerned. I thought there were maybe a little light on the fun date aspects. Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't rank it too high there, but there was enough juiciness to keep it interesting, I thought.
Well, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Everyone seems to be a little bit unhappy with Ben F. these days. They're kind of upset with some of the decisions he's making. I'm going to read, we only have time for one quick tweet tonight that someone sent us. This is from Maggie King, and she said that she says, "I'm seriously about to stop watching The Bachelor because Courtney is so awful and he likes her." Hashtag boo. And I think Maggie's hitting on something that you and I were discussing before. It's getting difficult to watch the show when The Bachelor or The Bachelorette does something that we just disagree with so strongly. Do you think that that affects your enjoyment of the show?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Ben, I'm done with him. I'm really done with him. And I will talk about that in a few minutes.
Now, when we talk about, and it brings up something that I thought that I mentioned to some people a lot of the times when I tell them that I do this podcast, I say, yeah, you know, we make fun of The Bachelor and stuff. You know, it is a fun show to make fun of because it takes itself so darn seriously. So it's easy to like laugh at it. But do you think that it's still able to be enjoyable on that level when he's making decisions like this? I think so. I think it's still entertaining in that level. You can make fun of it.
Definitely. But I think there's a difference between someone, you know, a show being silly and us making fun of it in a silly way, and someone doing something that just really is so hurtful to other people.
And Ben was in that territory tonight.
Exactly. So we start out with Ben and the girls in Puerto Rico. Of course, Emily's distracted by Courtney, blah, blah, blah. What else is new? I don't know if you noticed this, but all the girls walked into their hotel that they were staying in. I'm like, wow. And it wasn't even that nice. Like, I mean, it was beautiful that they're like on the water, but they walk in and see like the kitchen and the bare living area. They're like, this is so cool. And like, yeah, like throwing pillows. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Courtney is wearing a shirt that says, "Be nice," which is very fitting.
She must be like making fun of herself at this point.
I hope so.
Wearing that.
I hope so.
So Chris Harrison comes in and he gives them the spiel for that week. But it got me thinking about something. So he's like, there's going to be one group date and then two, you know, one-on-one dates, and everyone's going to have a chance to go on a date. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But I started thinking, I'm like, how come there are girls that don't get to go on dates? Like,
it's really dumb.
Like, why can't they have like, maybe small, since we had this 2-hour block of time, why can't we have like there be maybe smaller dates? Like, why do we have to have a group date of like 12 girls?
I always said that.
Why can't you go on a date with like 3 or 4 girls? Why can't it just be a smaller?
Why can't it just be a 10-minute coffee run with each girl?
Right. A coffee run. I like that. Going on an errand, doing something.
Yeah, you go to get coffee, you sit down for a few minutes. I think it's ridiculous because they want to have these grandiose dates that are dumb. So the first one-on-one date goes to Nikki. Guess what? They go in a helicopter.
Come on. No way.
I forgot that she was divorced.
I forgot that as well. Yeah, yeah. I completely filed that away and forgot about it.
So Ben is speaking Spanish, which is, you know, that's very sweet. They know Spanish. But then it starts pouring rain.
Awful.
I mean, they were, it looked like they literally stepped inside of a shower. Like, I mean, they were soaked.
And it's amazing how quickly it stopped raining. Like, it seemed like it was just like an hour or two later and bam, it was done. It's incredible. So they go to buy, but while it's raining, they decide to buy some new clothes and
authentic Puerto Rican clothing, yeah,
quote unquote. And but then they go to like a fort, and you know they, and then they see like a wedding or something.
Oh yeah, which by the way, it took forever for that bride to walk up the stairs. You know what I mean? They're like it's watching this bride forever.
It's a very complicated thing when you're in a wedding gown, I hear, to even move an inch, but. The whole time, you know, I'm trying to evaluate their chemistry. That's the most important thing. And I felt it. I see, you know, I see some good vibes there. Good vibrations. What do you think?
She really likes him, but I think in normal life, if Ben didn't have these other women around him, I think maybe he'd date her for a while. I think he likes her enough. But compared to his chemistry with KCB or Courtney, it's you can't compare it. No way.
Sure. So she's talking about her past relationships, and she says, you know, I definitely want to move in with someone before we get, you know, married. And, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, she obviously wants to do that because she says she didn't do that the first time.
Right.
One thing that I thought was interesting, I don't know if you noticed, picked up on this, but Ben seemed like he was looking for a real reason for Nikki to give him as to why she got divorced. And he really didn't get that from her.
And
he said to her, did you guys try working through it? Did you go to couples therapy? Did you try this? Did you try that? And she really, I mean, she goes, yeah, I mean, we went to counseling. Yeah. But
he's looking for like the smoking gun. He wants her to say, you know, he cheated on me and it was bad.
Right.
Or he wants her to say, you know what? I really wanted to work out with him, but he wasn't willing to do it. That's what he wants her
to
say.
He wants that. And none of these answers are good enough for him.
Right. He doesn't want her to say, yeah, you know what? I could have tried more or I could have done more. He doesn't want the blame to fall in her court because then she's,
what's wrong with her?
Right. Exactly. She's tainted, you know, good, so to speak. So
it seems like she has really high expectations for her next marriage, though. She says at one point, like, you know, it can be perfect. If you talk to anybody who's married, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. So I think she almost thinks that this next marriage that she gets into, which I doubt will be with Ben, she has just very, very high expectations for marriage. And maybe, I don't know, I can't judge because I don't know her, but maybe that's why she got divorced. Who knows? Maybe her expectations were just too high. I don't know. So she gets the rose, blah, blah, blah.
blah, blah, blah. She moves on.
She's not sticking around. So then we have the group date.
Right.
Group date was Lindsay, Courtney, Jennifer, KCB, Emily, Rachel, KCS, Jamie, and Blakely.
And where are they going, Nicole?
They are going to a baseball stadium. And they're going to play baseball.
The Giantas, I think that's like they're basically the Puerto Rican Giants. So that's, I was trying to say it in Spanish and I didn't
like
write it down.
Gigantes.
Gigantes? Oh, well, thank you.
Now that's foolish. How they pronounced it. So
Now I feel
sorry.
Foolish.
So Chris Harrison shows up and he says that tonight is a beach party for the winning team. Ben has to pick one woman to play for both teams.
One thing I thought was interesting was that all these girls seem very confident in their sporting ability.
Yeah.
Every one of them that was interviewed was like, you know, I think I'm going to rock this.
I know.
You know, sports is where I really excel and blah, blah, blah. So it kind of got me thinking, like, maybe on Ben's survey that he made all the girls fill out before they...
Not he, but not the he, producers.
But yeah, you know what I mean. They all had to be sporty and athletic. And I think
you're probably right.
I think, you know, that makes sense.
That was
him.
Like...
That's,
what
that's what's important to him.
Oh, what was that bachelor's name? Andrew?
Andrew, Andy?
Andy?
Andy was the...
Andy.
On the wings of... No,
yes.
No.
Yes. No, that was Jake.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yes. Andy was Officer and a Gentleman. The girl that he picked... I forget her name. Something with a T. The girl that he picked that they dated for like 2 months afterwards. She wound up being on the show, The Bachelor, because she ran some race, like a 10K or something like that. And afterwards, there were producers at this race looking for women for, you know, women who are into sports and women who are, you know, athletic to date the Bachelor because he wanted a woman that was athletic. So it's really interesting. I wonder if something similar happened with Ben, if he likes athletic women. So that's what they were looking for him.
Oh, that's very interesting. So like if they were looking for guys for you, where would they look for guys like at a
what are you going to say?
The self-help section of the bookstore, the I don't know.
The pizza, nearby pizza place. who knows? That's a very good question. What about you? Where would they look for girls for you?
I guess the local movie theater, the art cinema, maybe.
I would guess the movie theater for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. Whoever's watching The Bachelor on Monday nights.
Yeah, they'd have to like knock on people's door, like houses of men that are staying home and not doing anything.
So we have the baseball stadium. And what do you think about how Ben picks Lindsay to play on both teams?
I think that it shows that he really likes her. And she right now for me is my favorite. She's the front runner for me right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's very normal
in two senses. I think that she's one that I'm like rooting for her because I like her. And the other sense, I think she's the best match for Ben right now, in my opinion.
Okay. I see. I think she's up there. Top three, definitely. Courtney, referring to Blakely, says, "Who knew that strippers could play baseball?" Right.
That was kind of funny.
So the red team wins, blah, blah, blah. It was a close game.
But intense game, though, right?
Very intense.
I was like on the edge of my seat.
Blakely is really, really upset. And she's acting as if the other girls didn't even want the alone time with Ben as much as she did. I mean, she was really, it was as if it affected her more than anybody else. Now, they have this beach party, the winning team with Ben. Right. And Courtney thinks that Ben likes KCB. And she's very perceptive.
You have to give that to her. I think she's very intuitive.
Yeah.
But she's awkward.
She senses it,
and kind of dumb a little bit. Well, maybe she's not that dumb, really.
No, she's very smart with Ben.
Yeah.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
But Casey Bean and Ben have a good time talking together. And she asks some very good questions.
Yeah.
She's the only girl I've seen that ask about his past relationships. And he said, which like made me kind of like sad for him.
Yeah. This is weird.
Go ahead.
He said that all the women, and I quote, all the women that he's been in love with have not loved him back. All of them?
Oh my God.
Yikes.
That's really hard.
That's rough. Ben.
Oh, poor guy.
That's a little odd. So Ben takes the rose, mentions Sonoma again, KCB, and gives her the rose. So then Courtney steals him away and suggests skinny dipping. So that's our little hint for later on in the episode that the producers give us. So on to the next date. We have Elise.
Elise, who I feel like this is the first time I've ever seen her.
I know. She gets the one-on-one. They're going to yacht. Ben says that his feelings for Ashley progressed while they were on a boat. So why not with Elise?
Yeah, that's the silliest logic I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
So as they're heading out, they're interviewing Courtney, and they're really trying to play her up as the villain this season.
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Like, it's gone past the, you know, will they play her up as a villain, won't they? And they completely are casting her in that light. And she's talking about Elise and how she's probably going to be kicked off the show soon. She's probably not going to get a rose. And she says, you know, I hope I got her number because I'm not going to see her again because I need a personal trainer. Because I guess Elise is a personal trainer.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought that was kind of funny, but also really mean.
Right. So they jump off the side of the boat into the beautiful water. Now they have dinner on the beach. What is Ben wearing? It's like a tuxedo with capris. He looks absolutely ridiculous.
He looks like a clown dressing up like a pirate tuxedo man.
Odd.
Mask.
Really weird. I hope he's embarrassed. Ben, it's obvious, it's so obvious that he doesn't like Elise. I mean, he's questioning everything this girl is saying. He's saying, you've accomplished everything?
Yeah.
I mean, already? You're sick of being single? I mean, everything. He's questioning everything she's saying. It's like, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for her. I wanted to shake him and say, just tell her you don't like her now. You don't have to make her feel bad about herself.
Yeah, he's like kind of rubbing her nose in it. And she's talking about how much she's given up to be there, though. She's trying to make the case for why she and Ben should be together.
She gave up her job. She gave up being in her friend's wedding. And it was sad. And then Ben pulls a Jason Mesnick move. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but Jason Mesnick was the Bachelor. He was on a date with Natalie, the blonde girl that won Bachelor Pad.
Okay.
He was on a date with her, and they were at some club, and it's a one-on-one date, and he picks up the rose, just like Ben did with Elise. And the girl thinks that she's getting the rose because he picks it up in his hand and is talking.
Why wouldn't she?
Of course.
Of course. He's not going to pick up the rose and tell her he doesn't like her and then put it back down, right?
But he does.
No.
Now, when it was Jason Mesnick and Natalie, I remember Natalie saying, you really didn't have to pick up the rose, you know? Like, she kind of called him on it.
Yeah.
And I wish Elise did the same thing with Ben.
No. Elise is too heartbroken.
Elise really thought she was getting the rose, in her defense. And then I think Ben was really mean for telling Elise that the reason he's not giving her the rose is that he knows the other girls better and he spent more time with them. That's not your reason.
That's not your reason. And that's a lame reason. But you know, though, at the beginning of this, of their date, I knew it wasn't going to work out because he kept saying like, yeah, all right, this is our first date and blah, blah, blah. And that shows that he was just focused more on the fact that they hadn't spent a lot of time together. And that is his excuse to himself as to why.
But don't tell her that, because
then she's going to think like, oh, if we only had more time.
Exactly.
And it's going to be this route that never leaves her. Yep. And yeah, no, it's not cool. I completely agree with you.
And she's going to think that, you know, that's the reason. And the reason is that he just doesn't like you. That's the reason. And she literally says, what did I do wrong?
Oh, I know.
And you know what I've noticed? This is like Ben bashing tonight, but Ben isn't very good at letting girls down. I noticed this about him with Elise. I noticed this later on when he lets another girl go. He's not very, and I know it's probably because he feels so bad in his defense, but he's just very, he's not very comforting. He's just very serious and, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm closer with the other girls. Goodbye. You know, he doesn't like try and say, I'm so sorry. I hope you can understand. I just have my stronger feelings for other girls and I just don't see working out with you and I. And I hope that makes sense. And there's a great guy out there for you, and give her a hug and smile and send her on her way.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do it.
He doesn't know how to let them down.
He doesn't know how to let them off gently. And he does the same thing with the girl who doesn't get a rose later on in the episode.
Exactly. So she has to get in this rescue boat raft thing her gown.
She seems like such a nice girl, too. And I just
felt
bad. Well, she seems nice. Come on. She doesn't seem nice.
She seems okay.
She would hold the door open for you. I don't know if Courtney would do that.
True. I never said Courtney would. Ben throws the rose in the water.
Oh, classic. So classic. Classic.
What do you think about how back at the house, Courtney says, maybe, speaking about Elise, maybe she drank too much and the Jersey Shore came out. She's coming up with some funny comments.
Yeah, no, she's got, you know, a little bit of a wit there, but she's just strange and awkward, which leads us to she comes over to Ben's apartment.
Yep.
And kind of is in like this robe and is like, so I was thinking about what we talked about the other day. I mean, she's like a high school boyfriend, like pressuring his like girlfriend to have sex.
Yeah, like, really. Like,
so you remember how we talked about how we like each other?
Well, you know what you're supposed to do next when you really like someone?
Yeah,
to show them that you're
right. You know what I mean? It's exactly like that. Like, it's creepy and weird and predatory. And I almost felt like, I was gonna say it's not like it's almost like he didn't have a choice.
Oh, come on!
But he did. He did have a choice, and Bad move.
In Courtney's words, I don't know if he's ever skinny dipped with a model before.
Well, how could he resist then? Now, really, though, why did he do this, Nicole?
Because he's a man and he's thinking not with his head. Mm-hmm. And he's being stupid. He said something very interesting, though. I don't know if you picked up on this, but he said, you know, Courtney took initiative.
Right.
And then he says, I don't know how I feel about that. Which I thought was very interesting. It's the first time we've heard him say something that wasn't totally positive about her.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
It was almost too much initiative for him. Obviously it wasn't because he went along with it, but he didn't know how he felt about that. So I thought that was maybe like, he's maybe second guessing Courtney.
Earlier this week, you know, obviously we had known that they were going to be skinny dipping for a while now based on the previews. I asked people on Facebook, what do they hope happens to Courtney and Ben as they go skinny dipping? And Lori Rogers on Facebook says, I hope she steps on a jellyfish.
Yeah, well, I don't think that happens.
You never know. Maybe they cut it out. I hope you're right, Lori. I hope that did happen, to be honest with you.
No, I hope he steps on a jellyfish. Yeah. Stepped on a jellyfish.
True. Because
He's the one that I'm upset with. Courtney, who cares?
If you want to join the conversation on Facebook, you can just search for The Bachelor Podcast and we show up. You'll see our logo there. Make sure that you like us on Facebook because we have an embarrassingly low number of likes right now. It's 11.
People have better things to do, I guess.
Twitter, we're blowing people away, but not so much there. So join the conversation. It's a good time.
We have a email from Marilyn from New York.
Oh, yeah, Marilyn. We've heard from her before.
She says, I was completely disgusted with Ben for going skinny dipping with Courtney.
I agree.
It was totally disrespectful to the other ladies, and he may have just hurt his future wife to the core. He has no impulse control. And that is the best I can say about his character.
Snap. Oh, Marilyn.
I agree, Marilyn.
Ben on his blog at people.com today said, you know, how could I say no to this offer, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, although I didn't think about how the other girls would react to it. So maybe I should have. So he has some common sense, at least to know that in the aftermath, it was maybe a poor decision. But he's not 100% regretful of it. I'm surprised.
You know why? I'll tell you why. My theory, he doesn't pick Courtney in the end. Whoever he picks, they're already broken up. They're done at this point.
So he's like, whatever
about it. I mean, it's like, who cares? If he was with someone right now, he would say publicly how much he regretted it. He would. Let's be honest. If he was with Casey right now, Casey would be like, I can't believe you did that. You know what? I regret it, honey. I'm so sorry. And he would say that publicly. Yeah, mm-hmm. I regretted that. I shouldn't have taken that step with a girl so early on, especially with the other girls around and blah, blah, blah. He's not with anyone. That's my theory.
Do you think that they got intimate? Let me just put that matzo ball out there.
I don't know. I mean, probably. And really, what I wrote down in my notes was, Ben is the dumbest bachelor ever. No, seriously. I think he's dumber than Jesse.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's really stupid.
I don't know if he's dumber, but
I think he is.
But he lacks definitely the most street smarts, I guess, but when it comes to like what you should and shouldn't do.
Don't you know that like your mom is watching this and your sister? Are you really? I mean, how many bachelors have there been? There's been a lot of bachelors, and this has never happened before. They've all had...
Yeah, but Courtney hasn't been on all those, so...
There's been prettier girls. They've all had opportunities. They've all had opportunities. And I think this is, what, 13, 14 bachelors? Mm-hmm. And this has happened with none of them? What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Seriously. Whatever.
All right.
We have the rose ceremony. But really, I'm done with him. Like, if I haven't said so a million times before, I'm done with him. The girls are sitting around chatting, and Ben says he feels bad and he wants to be open with the other women. Well, you blew it. You're dumb. What is Jennifer wearing?
Some sort of like...
awful dress.
It's like a tablecloth that she turns into a dress.
Jennifer, and I liked her so much. Not flattering.
I like Jennifer a lot, but yeah, not for long.
Blakely tells him she writes down things every day that she likes about Ben, and she realized for the first time that she deserves love. So,
and he's like, and you do deserve love. And when he was saying that, I was like, oh man, she's not getting a rose. He's trying to be nice to her suddenly, but
no, he likes her.
She gets one. And Courtney brings up the topic of skinny dipping.
Yeah.
She
likes to be in her birthday suit, she says, as much as possible.
Oh, God. She creeps me out. She creeps me out.
Because I really don't think she likes Ben. She just wants to win. Emily brings up Courtney again, blah, blah, blah. Ben says, tread lightly, be careful. So that was interesting.
He's serious when he says that. He's
so
like
I thought she's not getting a rose.
A mafioso.
You know?
Tread lightly with my friend Courtney.
During the rose ceremony, Chris's hair. What was going on with his hair?
You know, he's got some crazy rock concert coming up.
So Lindsay gets the first rose. Jamie, whoever Jamie is. Rachel, Courtney, KCS. KCS is reminding me of Paris Hilton.
There's a little bit of a Hilton gene pool Hilton-ish, influence there. Yes. Yeah.
Blakely and then Emily. Jennifer has to say goodbye.
Oh, that's too bad. I really liked her.
She's the most normal person that's been on the show. And you know what? She's so sweet. She says to Ben, I completely understand. I want you to find happiness.
The first thing she says out of her mouth, class act that lady. Yeah. Class act. We like you. We like you, Jennifer.
She wonders what she did wrong, which she did nothing wrong. Again, he's so blah at saying goodbye. He's just like, well.
This was a prime example of goodbye. That. Go back, rewind this, go to abc.com and watch it. You'll see it's not good at all. Not how you should do things.
So we find out that next week they're going to Panama City, Panama. We see some previews. We see KCS is crying in Chris Harrison's arms. Whatever that's about.
What's going on?
I don't know. It looks like she's leaving for some reason. This I'm really interested in seeing. KCB. And it looks like some others confront Ben about Courtney. And then
he has a confrontation with Courtney himself.
So I'm very interested to see what happens there.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, I wonder if that's going to happen sooner or later.
Probably sooner.
I'm going to guess maybe not this next episode, but maybe the episode after that. Mm. That's my theory. So it was a good episode. Like
it was
I said,
a good episode.
Not a lot as far as like the romance goes, but we saw a lot of very interesting things happening.
We did. Well, we want to thank you for listening to the Bachelor Podcast. Please send us your comments via Twitter, twitter.com/bachelorpodcast, or email thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. Or don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435.
Wait, Nicole, you're forgetting something.
What?
You're forgetting your uh-oh moment.
My uh-oh moment. Is
you don't have an uh-oh moment?
No, I was just gonna say that it was gonna be the skinny dipping, but
oh, you ruined tradition. People are gonna be very upset.
I'm sorry.
Waiting this whole episode.
I think we all have the same uh-oh moment.
Yeah,
when Ben strips down and has his hands over his private areas, trying to cover himself. That's my uh-oh moment.
That was pretty bad. Right. So, yeah. So, definitely. And you read the telephone number?
I did, yeah.
People can call us?
They sure can.
They should definitely call us.
Yep.
Call us after 9 o'clock when it's free on your cell phone
plan. Yes. Send us a text.
Yeah. Actually, we did get a text this week. Actually, someone texted us and said, a gag is all I can say about Emily being the next Bachelorette. Won't watch. And that was from a 704 area code. Mm. So,
I understand 704 area code. Like I said last time, I think if someone gets the final rose, they should not be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Right. Well, we're going to put your theory to the test. We'll see how things go this next season. And next week on the Bachelor Podcast for episode 50, we are going to reveal something very special, I think.
Maybe. You'll have to listen.
You have to come back and find out. So we will see you next time. Adios. We must be in love. We must be in love.